on the very accessible located Olish Farms. Ladies and gentlemen, Eastport, Manor Road, Eastport, last second Halloween, pumpkins, whatever you need. They got the hay, they got everything there. Suitable way indeed, Thanksgiving, they got everything going. Full display it is at Olish Farms. Not only that, they got the baked pies, cheeses, fresh produce daily. Listen, right off exit 61 Sunrise Highway, Eastport, the great Olish Farms. As we say, very good morning to Robert DePiro. Sir, how are you?
Jay, good morning. Could this be a Jets-Colts Super Bowl 1969 Sunday coming up? The Jets are, well, actually a little bit more underdogs than they were back in 69. I think they're 20-point dogs to KC.
Yeah, I tell you, the Jets, what can you say about the Jets right now? I mean, that you haven't said already. I guess, you know, the best thing for the Jets, if I were the Jets, okay, I would try and lure Jim Harbaugh out of that contract of the University of Michigan and get him into town, because that's the only hope for this team. You need a Jim Harbaugh to coach this team. And that's all that, you know, it's funny, the Jets playing the Chiefs on Sunday. I was reading where Patrick Mahomes could have been a Jet. Did you read that? Could have been a Jet. Can you imagine if he had a Patrick Mahomes taking the signals in the green and white? It's true.
I am aware that the former general manager who was there when Mangini was there, I forget who he was, when he got dismissed, he stayed on as a top scout. He wanted, in the worst way, the Jets to draft the current Seahawks quarterback. He begged them to draft him. And now the best quarterback in the NFL resides for the past five, 6 years, lighting up for the Seahawks. And the Jets are stuck with, you don't really know where Darnold is because of the coaching situation that has been a disaster. And they're looking at Kansas City's offensive coordinator as their next head coach, by the way. Speaking of potential head coaches, Eric Bieniemy.
He's due for a shot, and he'll be a good one, no question. All right, let's get into some stuff here. You got early voting. Numbers are there. People are around the block, long lines and everything else, but they're getting the votes in. Good to see. 80 million nationally right now. That's your number. People are getting their votes in and taking advantage of the early voting, Mr. DePiro.
Jay, I'm wondering if there's going to be any kind of a crowd at the polls on Tuesday. By noon on Wednesday, according to the Southampton Press, nearly 8,000 people had cast ballots at just the two South Fork polling places alone. This is according to the numbers provided by the Suffolk County Board of Elections. East Hampton had nearly 4,000 ballots cast. I mean, that's 10%. Of the total registered voters in the town, but keep in mind, you're going to be able to keep voting again. Riverhead saw early turnout, 3,600 voters. That's really one-fifth of the entire town. Southampton, they had nearly 4,000 votes cast. So really, the line was absurd. At Southampton's campus of Stony Brook University, the former Southampton College, you have that fairly new building for the past 15 years that is where they conducted the polling, and that stretched all the way across the parking lot onto Tuckahoe Road onto Montauk Highway. So, and that's not exactly, that building's an on Montauk Highway. That's one building north with quite a space in between of, you know, greenery. I was planning on going there, figuring, no, there's not going to be that many people. I'll get out there on a Friday. Never got the chance. And then when I heard the accounts, looked in the paper at the lines, I'm like, this is where everybody's going to vote.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. People are responding, though. It's good to see. Let's get to a couple of stories. Let's get into the situation of Michael Valva. He's off the force officially. They let him put in his resignation. He was suspended, obviously, after all that went on involving the death of his son, Thomas, back in January, froze in a garage. Allegedly, it was the father who put him there. So, in essence, I guess, you know, they let him go out in some sort of a graceful manner. but it certainly does not hide the fact that of all the alleged activities that did take place there.
Yeah, I guess you can't just fire someone before, you know, the trial, you know, innocent until proven guilty. He was immediately suspended without pay back then. I guess you cannot just fire someone until the outcome is official, but he did resign. That story, by the way, if you remember, went completely away when COVID hit. No one talked about it anymore. It just completely vanished. Now I'm still wondering, is he planning on fighting this? And if he is, can't imagine what the defense is. There's nothing that I could even think of. I've seen him in court. He doesn't look like he's about to plead insanity. They were both in court. I don't know. You know, how does this thing get resolved? And what witnesses could be brought forth, you know, for him? What witnesses could be brought forth against him? The only witness I could think that would testify against him to make this a go away quickly would be his fiance, who lived in the house at the time. And she's complicit with this, too.
Yeah, she's got some explaining to do as well. Listen, this whole thing is a nightmare. We await as far as what will happen to him. Very tough defense of all that's going on. Let's move on here. Let's get to this North Fork Country Club in Cutchogue. They've been cited now with fine. I think it's 17,000. 91 guests there. It's over the 50 limit. Listen, I've been an advocate for pushing the envelope here a little bit as far as the governor. These venues cannot survive with just 50 people. Make it 50%. I've said this all along forever. If it's 400 people, allow 200. If it's 300, allow 150. In. Do it safely. These venues can't survive. Now, the problem is what happened here. So this guy allowed 91 guests. 30 of them came down with COVID. You're not policing the place properly. I don't know how big the place is. But it's an issue now because, you know, you have these spreader events, and this is what happens right now. Go ahead.
See, I think the problem here was that it was a country club building, which is nowhere near the size of a catering hall. I mean, I know you can only fit 50. You're only allowed 50 in any type of catering situation. You know, when you figure the size of a catering hall, it's kind of unfair when restaurants, you know, of course, they're not doing that. They're not benefiting greatly either. They can do 50%, but only 50 can go into a catering hall. I think that this North Fork Country Club is a great deal smaller than a catering hall. A country club building, by and large, you know, usually is not. But I don't know the exact size of it. I do know that the situation did turn south in a hurry. As you mentioned, 30 of the 90 guests that were allowed in have since tested positive. I think County Executive Ballone called it Suffolk County's largest super spreader event so far. I don't really know how you would prevent anything, especially if it's the size of a catering hall. I don't know how you prevent it. I mean, you figure it's spacious enough. But, you know, it did happen. I think there was a situation in Riverhead last weekend. Am I correct? There was a house party where there were cars blocking the street. I mean, this was like a beacon for the police to come in and you know, figure out what was going on. The house party situation was absurd. You know, the DJ and everything, that's a house. I mean, that's completely different than the North Fork Country Club situation.
Listen, here's the problem, okay? If we don't adhere to guidelines, we're in for a nightmare. I mean, you're looking at the number of cases now around the country. It's off the charts. We're in this mess here, and it's not going to repair itself. The virus ain't going away, okay? And even when you get a vaccine, half the country doesn't want to take the vaccine, which is baffling to me. The problem is we've got to try and adhere to the fact of wearing the darn mask. You know, I mean, really, that's how you quell this thing, man. If you don't wear the mask, it only gets worse. That's the problem. It's not going away. We haven't turned the corner. It's not going away. That's the problem.
And you, And you've seen there's been, I don't know, what do you want to call it, hit or miss cases. There have been cases all throughout the East End, really, in the past week. Well, Riverhead, that was a transportation issue. They are closed in-person classes until, what, November 2nd. So they'll be closed for a whole week. That situation developed last week. But there's been cases in other schools where they close for that day, but then they reopen the next day. So, and by the way, today being Friday, I think today's the day that movie theaters have been given the green light to open their doors only at 25% capacity. You know, I think some movie theaters were planning on doing first an old classic to start. There's probably going to be some independent new films, though, at some of these theaters. So I would keep an eye out for that. That would be something brand new. You know, like a brand new movie to come see. The big blockbusters really are on hold, I think, until they can figure out how many more people are you allowed to go into a theater. Of course, you have to wear the masks. I mean, I think that will go really well. I can't imagine people going to a movie theater and then just taking the mask off. They'd be thankful that that has reopened. I guess, Jay, if you want to quickly hit these scallops, die-off, second year in a row. There's a situation here out in the bays where, according to Dr. Stephen Tettelbach, who does annual surveys, the harvest size, the adult size, they're not there. The die-off, 95% of the bay scallops, if you remember, going back last year in the fall of 2019. So Tettelbach believes it's a variety of viruses that are to blame, but also the fact that the ocean, the bay waters, aren't now tending to be a little bit warmer. You know, you had a record warm water temperature last year, so you could be, you know, for or against global warming. It's still up for debate in my mind, but you can't deny the fact that some of these fish species are being affected, and it is definitely due to the fact that the temperature is warmer in the ocean.
No question. No question about it. Finally, you know, I know you're gearing up for your favorite holiday, Halloween. Rob loves to trick-or-treat out in the East End, a little different this year. Any observations from some of those fine folks coming into play?
Yeah. Well, they would have all these Main Street parades, which really, they were almost like Thanksgiving Day, Macy's Day parades. When you saw the crowds that show up for these communities, I mean, they're very popular events. That has all been, you know, obviously, you know, wiped out this year. It's a little bit more subdued. You don't even hear radio commercials. You don't see any newspaper ads advertising, and for good reason. So it'll be low-key. You know, there are some people that are just going to have a couple of their kids' friends over at their house, and that would probably be maybe even just two or three. You're not going to have any kind of organized Halloween party where your kids have other kids over. So it might just look like any other day, Saturday night, Jay.
All right. You know what? It's still a lot of fun. Halloween is one of my favorites. Different times
Halloween
we live in it.
It's on tonight, by the way. Again, you could catch the original classic that was, you know, it's still the best. Best out of all of them. Number one, Halloween original. I think it's on 8 o'clock tonight.
AMC has been running all month. They do it all the time, every year. Horror movies, you know, around the clock, and I caught one, or I was just flipping channel, and even the Friday the 13th movies are great. I mean, they're great. They're really, if you like horror movies, listen, I happen to love horror movies. My wife thinks I'm bizarre, but that's a whole other thing. But
there's actually
that's
pretty creepy, good Halloween type movie, although it's not a Halloween theme. But there's a movie called Let Me In, which is such a great movie. It has that music quietly going throughout the entire movie. It's about a bullied 10-year-old, 12-year-old who lives in one of the, you know, economy hotels, and the new people that move in are a 65-year-old man and a 10-year-old girl, and she doesn't wear any shoes. But it is a great, frightening movie called Let Me In.
All right. We got to find that one, sir. We always find you Fridays at around this time. Rob's Report, brought to you by the Great Olish Farms, far away from the traffic, North Fork, gridlock, and everything else. Fresh produce every day of the week. It is your one-stop shop of grocery store. That's right. Everything on the menu there with the pies. So many delicious selections are about Olish Farms. And we love Olish Farms. A fantastic place. Right off exit 61 on Sunrise Highway Eastport. Sir, a safe Halloween for you. Be careful now, all right? And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Have a good one.
There you go, Rob DePiro, the East End Report.